Welcome to the Fully Express Podcast.
We're your hosts, Karenna and Samantha.
This show is your permission slip to stop holding back. Here, we talk about what it really means to live unapologetically you in your relationships, your business, and your everyday life.
We believe the most magnetic version of you is rooted in self-expression, honesty, vulnerability, and showing up fully as you are. When you own that, you naturally attract the people, the opportunities, and the life that is meant for you. So we've had a really full day today.
We have had a really full day.
We spent the morning talking about a new business idea with some really good friends, which we're so excited about. Yeah. And then we came home to like cook all day.
Because we're going to Friendsgiving.
After this.
We're like, let's throw a podcast episode in there.
Well, because that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
It's also the weekend. But for today's episode, we really want to talk about how New Year's is out.
So out.
So out. Like I
feel so like, last decade.
Like, who's even doing New Year's? Like, New Year's intentions.
New Year's.
Yeah. Goals? What? Like, who has a New Year's goal? Not me.
Yeah.
I think I have, like, next year goals, but I don't have, like, working on the 2026 thing.
Same. I mean, I think we did an episode on this last year. And I know we wanted to talk a little bit about the changes we felt by not celebrating New Year's in the same way. And basically in the episode, we talked about how we felt like creating really big goals in the dead of winter made zero sense. Mm-hmm. So like, what are some of the ways that you've noticed by implementing? So basically what we did last year is we didn't set goals. Instead, we set a few like internal
reflections.
Yeah, reflections.
We just focus on reflections.
Yeah. And maybe a few like intentions on how to care for ourselves more, which we'll get more into. But yeah, what are some of the things you noticed by not putting all that pressure?
I just got to rest.
Yeah.
I remember like, I mean, I've always been someone like New Year's goals. I'm going to lose this much weight. I'm going to do this much in my business.
It's always the weight.
It's always the weight.
I'm going back to the gym. I'm going to stop
eating
treats.
And I'm going to go harder. Yeah. And I think one thing that I've been like living by is just like really embodying a lifestyle and change. So I think like the end of the year last year was like this new opportunity for me to like really welcome the winter in a way that I'm not like either hating or like, oh my gosh, winter is here. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to 3 months, but then also the New Year's goals. So when I say that was like, I think the biggest shift for me last year to going to like more reflection, not really caring about New Year's goals has been just like the ability to like really rest. And I'm even more excited to like rest this year because we went really hard in the paint.
Yeah.
We like really accomplished so many things and we put so much energy out. And it was a perfect time for that, right? It was spring, it was summer,
yeah.
And now the fall's here and like the winter, I can already feel myself being like, I don't really want to show up as much. Like, I'm not going to drop the ball on the things, but like, I'm not going as hard on Instagram or I'm not really thinking so much about like, how much money can we create and like finish the year with? Like,
yeah.
I'm so much more like, okay, how has this year been? How do I feel? What do I want next year to look like? And coming from a place of reflection, not so much like pressure to make something happen.
Yeah.
And I also don't have as much shame and guilt, which I think is like the biggest thing.
That's
like,
huge.
Or pressure, because I'm like, why are we doing this in the middle of winter? Like, it's just so silly to like write down all my goals and then come up January 1st and then be super hard on myself to get up super early. I used to get up at like 5 a.m. when I was doing like my New Year's goals. And then I wouldn't want to go. And my body was just like, no, I just want to be home. I want to go to bed early. All the things. So what about you?
Yeah, same. I would definitely stay up late working, trying to make things happen and get things done. I think the biggest, my intention, I think we spoke a little bit about it last year, but my intention or reflection was that I really wanted to start living more with the seasons, especially after Nick came on and talked about like following, and even Tara's episode as well, where we talked about Ayurvedic health. And like, again, it's all about eating with the seasons, living with the seasons. And I think that that really influenced how I kind of went through the year. So when fall rolled around, the second the time changed, I'm just like, oh, I gotta slow down. Like, this is not the pace anymore. I think everyone feels like 6 o'clock hits and it's pitch black and you're just like, oh, it's bedtime, right? It's 9. Oh, it's 6.
The days are so much shorter.
So much shorter.
Even Nexus, he's like, I just can't get as much done. And I don't think we're meant to.
I agree. And I think like giving yourself permission to be in that. I think also I've slept a bit more. I've gone to bed earlier. I've slept later. And the old me would have like punished myself for that or been like, oh, you didn't accomplish enough. You didn't get enough done. And instead I'm just like, I don't need to, it doesn't make sense during this season to just be like pushing. I was laughing the other day at the studio, at the jewelry studio, because, you know, everyone's talking about Christmas gifts, you know? And I was like, they asked me, oh, like, what are you working on? I'm like, I don't make Christmas gifts for people. Like, I'll give jewelry throughout the year, but like, this is not the energy. Like, I mean, I'm working on commissions for people that are paying me, but in terms of like giving gifts of jewelry, as much as I'd love to do that, like, I realize like I don't have the capacity for that at this moment. And I think so many of us, I think even about like my cousins and I are doing a holiday, we're doing a Secret Santa. So everyone gets one person, which just feels so good and like so much less pressure filled to like,
We do that at our house too.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. I think overall it's really a reflection of just slowing down and not putting all this pressure on yourself, like you said, or guilt or shame. And I think by us not setting, even for our business, not setting resolutions this year or last year, we were able to go hard. Cause like when spring hit and we did our manifestation course, it was like, oh, okay, now we're going. And after that we did our first wellness event and then we just kept moving along. And I think because we rested more in that period and didn't push so hard, I had capacity for it.
Oh, absolutely. Like for those that don't know, so like Sam and I really look at the year as like New Year's is like the last end of the year. Like we're not necessarily going into that. Like May is like New Year's for us. Like when spring actually happens, and I like remember the post that I made that we were like calling in for our manifestation masterclass was like, literally me opening the door, you can smell spring. You can smell New Year energy. You can feel the sunlight. And you're like, wow, this is New Year's. Like this is the time where I can really come out and blossom and spring, just like all the other flowers and plants are already doing. Like the flowers are blossoming and it's so beautiful and everything feels fresh. And you're like just kind of like waking up from your slumber. It's like what it feels literally. Like. And you're like, wow, I want to. Like there's no like push to. And I think that's like the biggest thing that we're talking to is like if you naturally just like connect with your body and you listen to it intuitively, you don't want to make last minute Christmas gifts for everyone.
Yeah,
you
know, like you're like, I'm not pushing myself. You're like,
I don't want to go to the goal setting masterclass on New Year's and like standing behind a computer at 6 p.m. and like thinking about your new goals are like, you just don't want to.
You have to hit the mark.
Q4. No. And like, this isn't saying that Sam and I are all of a sudden becoming like, not doing anything. Like, we're still doing our lives. Like, we're still committed to our health. We're still going on walks. We're still going to the gym. We're still eating healthy, but like, we're not putting our pressure on like reaching this new thing. Like, it's just not this like, this checklist that I'm trying to accomplish.
I like the analogy of the bear because I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I thought the bear just like went in the cave and slept for 3 months and never came out. And I'm like, dang, how do they eat in there? They must store a lot of food. And then I found out, oh no, they do leave the cave, but it's like minimally and they're conserving their energy and they're not doing as much. And that's like how I equate it is that you're not just stopping life, but you're definitely slowing down to the rhythms of nature and how nature is like asking you to go inward. Totally. I mean, right now it's Scorpio season, which is all about going inward and questioning deeper and reflection.
Yeah, maybe like that's something that last year I did like, I love reflecting. I think I'm not as good at reflecting like monthly, but I do love reflecting around birthdays. I love reflecting around the end of the year. I love reflecting around like, honestly, probably the end of the year and like birthdays are probably like the best time to like reflect. Yeah. I mean, obviously if we're like watching like quarterly goals and whatever, like we need to like reflect more. But some of my favorite questions to like ask myself around this year is like always start with something positive, not like getting hard on myself on like, well, what didn't you do? No, it looks like, what did you accomplish? Yeah. What are you grateful for? What are you most proud of? What kind of what lesson did you learn this year that you want to take into the next year? What were something that surprised you this year?
Love that.
What's something that made you feel alive this year that you didn't even think was going to make you feel alive? If there was like one thing that you wanted to take into the new year, like what would it be? Like, what version of you did you have to become or did you get to become because of everything that you faced this year?
Yeah. Someone asked me in my DMs too, today. Are you working on personal goals this year coming up? Or are you working on biz goals, you know, or business? And I think all these questions are so powerful. And then the key is like, you don't have to then take action January 2nd. It's like, okay, these are the things I want to accomplish. What are the small things I can do to get there? And I'd really say, I think you'd agree, is like more self-care in the beginning will prepare you for when you have the energy mm-hmm. to actually go after those things.
Absolutely. I mean, like, business and personal are the same. You know, yeah. I think so often, like, whatever we're not, the way that our energy is in our personal life is going to impact the energy that we have for sure. our business. So if we're taking care of ourselves in this season, like doubling down on like really pouring into yourself, like give yourself a nervous system break, get mm-hmm. off social media, get the massages, yeah. drink the water, eat nourishing foods, like go to bed early, wear the blue light blockers. Mm-hmm. Like these are all the things that are going to support the business goals that you really want to make. Like at the end of the day, like we just came off of a 2-day conference on women and wealth, and they talked about like your business is energy. They actually said like 95% of it is your energy. It yeah. has nothing to do with strategy. Yeah. And I think for women that are listening to this podcast, that's even so much more important. Like business and attracting success is so much about the energy that you hold and that you mm-hmm. believe in yourself. And that's what you're going to attract in this world.
And we're not men. Like, I think that mm-hmm. was the other big message I really took away, is that you don't have to do business like men do business. We can. And if you think about it, we are like the creators. We bring life into this world. Like, we flow. We're the divine feminine. Yes, we have masculine too. But I think the more we lean into that, the more success we feel and attain, because we're allowing the mm-hmm. flow of life to happen.
And in that, I think we've both known that we're not men in business. But I think what was so even more validating for the people that are listening here is like, there are women that are super successful working 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
Pouring into their energy.
Their moms.
Mm-hmm. Or not even just moms, but they're preparing to be motherhood. Like, they're everything. And everything that we do talk about, like creating a business that does not feel like it's draining, it's 100% possible. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, there's sprints. Like, you're not going to get away from like a hard sprint. But like, a part of this practice, I think, is that we're saying to like slow down the winter is also the embodiment of giving yourself permission to slow down.
Yeah.
There's so much programming out there that says that you're supposed to go hard like men. You're supposed to work 8 hours a day, every single day for all month long. Like, we are so different and we're wired differently as women. So I say this to like, no matter where you are in your success or business, embody the slowness and get used to being slow. Because I think mm-hmm. people have a really hard time to slow down.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it Lori Harder too that was saying like, you have to learn, I think it was her, but you have to learn that it's really about the journey, because the more you're focused on the end goal, or you, like she was talking about $10 million businesses, remember that whole talk? And she was saying that you think you want something, and so that becomes your obsession, and you're working towards it. But like, really, maybe it's that you actually want something completely different. And mm-hmm. when you slow down and allow yourself to actually enjoy the process, you're able to access the whatever it is that you're actually seeking, versus mm-hmm. like almost getting like blindsided because you're only focused on that one thing.
Yeah. And like, I think the process of slowing down is like realizing the woman that you're becoming in that mm-hmm. More than anything. It is the reflection. It is the yeah. breaking down. I think one thing that I took away from the event as well is that most of these women like grew, some of them grew really, really quickly. Mm-hmm. And because they did not slow down, like it honestly crashed and burned, or they burnt out and they wanted to completely destroy their company and businesses. Like they told
and so they many, did some of them.
And then some of them did. They broke yeah. it down and they're like, I no longer want to do this. And they also talked about like their mental health challenges and that. And like, that's a big part to this, you guys. Like, aside from us living by the seasons, like we want to support our mental health more than anything. Like,
yeah,
when I think about my health, my energy, my mind, like my inner world, if that doesn't feel good, the outer world doesn't feel good.
Yeah,
it's so like, true. And like, if I don't feel good internally, like that's not, everything that I'm creating on the outside isn't going to feel good. And I'm like, this inner world is so much more important. And that's going to take the nervous system regulation, yeah. the self-care, the eating well, the slowing down, the learning to embrace being bored. Like, yeah. you know, yeah. I think when I was telling you the other day, when we were talking, I think I had the other day, I was like, I had my first bored day in this thing. I was like, there was like a Friday.
Yeah.
We were like, it was dark by like 5:30.
Because it was raining too, right?
And it was raining. Yeah. And I look at Nick and I'm like, I'm bored. Like, what do I do? And Nick laughed. He's like, old Krenna would create another business in the middle of her boredom. I'm like, no, I'm good. Yeah. I think I have enough businesses to think about at the moment. I was like, if I start doing that, don't let me. But it was just like the parts within me that didn't know how to slow down. So I was looking to create something. Like, how have you ever like done this where you're like, I don't know what to do. So I'm like, force myself to create things that I have to do.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even on the to-do list and they're not even that important, but like, I'm making it up as it's important just because I want to fill up the space and time.
Yeah. That's why I told you, before, like, one of my goals has been to be okay with being bored. Like, I'll just lay on the couch for 20 minutes with Mowgli and pet him. And I'm like, okay, I can just sit here for 20 minutes and
no phone.
Call my mind. Yeah. I'm not on my phone. I pet him so I don't look at my phone. Also, sometimes lately, especially, like, I don't want to be on it because I'm already on it so much. So I think, but it is a practice. And then you're just like, holy shit, what am I doing? I'm so bored. I should be doing 500 things. But I think that also is so important for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always going to be more to do. There's always going to be – and it's interesting in those moments because I think for so long when I was bored or needed a break, I would scroll, which just gives you more anxiety or it puts you more into more mental health stress and dysregulation. So having those moments, I always feel better. Or sometimes lately too, I would go for a walk. Like that's another way, which I guess isn't really being bored. But I mean, you're not – I'm not. I don't bring my phone. I'm not bringing anything. So –
yeah.
But yeah, just that. Being in silence or just being...
literally just being bored.
Yeah.
I know.
Which is crazy because I think about when I was a kid, I didn't have a phone. I didn't have anything. I was bored all the time. I love all those old videos where people bring up like all the things we used to do as kids when we were bored, like playing with folding pieces of paper into origami or doing... What was that one? Did you ever do that one? Like
yes.
Kiss?
It was like the paper like a game.
One. Yeah. And you're like, pick one. And then there's an answer. The fortune thing.
Cookies, yeah.
Yeah. Like a fortune cookie thing. Mm-hmm. So it feels good kind of. I feel like I'm like rekindling that inner child that's just... And I also always, 100% always get creative downloads when I give myself that time.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the other thing. We need this time. Because I think even for us, like as we started slowing down a little bit and like not even like showing up on social media as much, but like going to these events, like we're still networking, we're still connecting, but you and I are just having so many like conversations about what next year's looks like. And that takes creative energy.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily coming from a place of like, we need to build something by the end of the year so that by January 1st we can sell it. And like all of a sudden, like we're not doing that. We're just in this sense of like creative energy and creative space to like give the space for what next year looks like to come through.
Yeah. And I think it gives you the ability to have more clarity and trust our intuition, which as women is like our power, superpower. Mm-hmm. And we're so much more tapped into our intuition than most men, I feel. And it's just kind of a given. So I feel like why not utilize that to our maximum capacity or their maximum ability.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that makes me think too about this is like, I think this is important, like to look at the season as like a maintenance season. Like it's not like a completely stop everything. It's just like, what can I do to maintain everything that my vessel has grown in the last year? I think like that's the other thing. Like we're constantly wanting more. Mm-hmm. And as like high achieving, fully expressed women, like we want to create more. We want more.
Yeah.
But what if this is the season, like God, winter, the life, Mother Nature, the seasons, we're like, this is your time to either release a couple more layers or just to maintain the vessel that you've grown. So like when I think about expanding your capacity to hold more, like you can only keep expanding. Like if you're not expanding, maintaining, expanding, maintaining, expanding, maintaining, expanding, maintaining, all of a sudden your vessel is going to be like, I can't hold anything. And that's when we want to like break everything down. So,
I mean, that's why we have retrogrades and that's why planets go retrograde. So we don't go cuckoo. Like so that we have a time to reflect and to pause.
Mm-hmm.
All of nature does that. Totally. It doesn't just keep... Literally. Along.
And so we're just maintaining our energy.
Yeah.
And what does that look like? So
I also love too when we start having these conversations about like time management or that you're saying like you're preparing yourself for what's to come. Because I think about like when I took my herbalism class, there's so many powerful herbs that can support us, but they build on top of each other over time as you take it, right? And I think we're such a culture, at least in the Western world, of immediacy. We're like, take the Advil that takes the headache away in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've spoken about our own health journeys, but when you're actually trying to make huge shifts in your life and hold more capacity and create more space to take on more, it's like you have to think of it as like a waiting period or a mm-hmm. holding period to actually like get the muscle built so that you can continue forward. And I mm-hmm. think instead of like pushing yourself, recognizing that this is an opportunity for you, like you said, to like expand, to hold more, to take that moment of pause so that you can actually step forward into a whole new way of being. Mm-hmm. It's like I almost feel like if you take out the time portion, because I feel like there's such a, it's always like we're racing time. We're not mm-hmm. far enough. We should be further. We should have more money. We should have a baby by now or be married by now or have a house by now or blah, 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 all the things we say. But when you really let go of that and you just allow life to guide you as you go.
And it's to compound on its own.
Yeah.
To it's what
all
you were saying.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all in divine timing. Mm-hmm. Like it actually unfolds beautifully. Mm-hmm. And that was another thing at the event I really loved is like when you start to hear these stories, like Kathy Heller shared so many amazing stories of the synchronicities that happen when you stop trying to control and you just let go and let God guide you. Mm-hmm. And it made me think of even now, like it's so easy to say, oh, we could easily sit here and be like, our business should be here by now. But instead we're like, okay, we're holding this much. We want to hold more. We want to create more. Let's take a moment to reflect so that we can actually create the space. And I think in 5 years from now, 3 years from now, when we're looking back, we're going to see the divine thread that went all the way through to take us right where we were meant to be mm-hmm. all along.
Yeah. And those are in the pauses.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were so many. I mean, maybe we can do another episode on just like the takeaways from that event because
I know I was thinking that in my head as we were talking about it.
Literally, there's so much. The other thing that I want to bring up to like tie it back to this like moment of pause or this season of like going inward is like something that I've been reflecting on a lot, especially because I really believe in like living fully expressed. And I think there's a belief around like you always have to be expressing yourself. Like you always have to be showing up. You always have to be teaching, or you always have to be like using your voice and speaking your truth and stepping your power. And I've been like coming to this understanding or this like belief of like, no, like I can be quiet. Like I can slow down. Like I can go inward. I can just listen. I can become the observer. There's nothing wrong with me not expressing myself or sharing a lesson or a teaching. And I think that can show up in so many different ways of life. It's like you don't always have to be expressing yourself. You don't always have to be putting energy outward. Mm-hmm. I think one of our values that you and I talk about no matter what is like, no matter whatever your truth is, live that.
Yeah.
And I think this is like another form of if you really get clear on like this season is supposed to go inward, my truth is to just listen. Mm-hmm. And that is a form of expressing yourself because your inner world wants to just listen.
Absolutely.
And yeah. Our bodies just mm-hmm. want to listen. They want to observe. And so like if we get clearer on like, oh, my body is literally craving this. Why the fuck am I letting the voices inside me tell me that I'm not good enough yeah. if I'm not just like listening?
Yeah. Or doing.
Or doing. That's like, you know, I just think about the part of me that like in the past would always be like, you got to go harder. You got to do this. Mm-hmm. Da 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 da. And I'm like, no, I just really just want to just be and reflect and trust that like what I've created is creating an energy that I don't even see, and knowing the synchronicities that is happening.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that's the breakdown in the matrix system that we're seeing right now of like, mm-hmm. we're all fucking tired. People are tired. They don't want to push harder. So it's like, okay, we've push, and we're not getting. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are working really hard and not getting the results they want. So why not try a different way? Why not just say, Corinne and I were talking the other day about free will. And do we have free will? Which we should do an episode on this too. But do we have free will? Are we really learning to just let go of resistance? Are we just learning to shift our mindset and to gain emotional awareness and to let go of resistance? And what would happen if you just let go and you just allow? It doesn't mean you don't take action. It doesn't mean you don't do, but like you're not trying to control every outcome or push beyond your own capacity.
Mm-hmm. It's really trusting God. and it's surrendering and trusting yourself.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. I think so many of us, like, we don't see the signs that we've been always executing on what we've already promised ourselves. Mm-hmm. But our world is constantly reflecting back to us what you're not.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Like, it's not enough, what you're not doing. And you're like, yeah. Wait, this entire year, like, I've done great things. Like, you know, I think about, I'm just trying to think about, like, every kind of person. Like, maybe you had a year that was really hard.
Yeah.
And you're still here. Mm-hmm. That is a huge win, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what a beautiful time to just give yourself grace in this moment, in this winter season, to be like, wow, this year was so hard for me mentally, but I'm still alive. Mm-hmm. I'm still breathing. I'm so grateful for the person that I've become. I might still be in the shit because of it, but, like,
you're more
I'm still here. I'm more resilient. And so I think not only do the reflections give us grace, but they also give us an opportunity to reframe the way that we're viewing our lives. Mm-hmm. And that's why you so deeply need the reflection, because it's like, oh, I didn't realize I accomplished so much. Mm-hmm. You know, I think about moms that, like, are really in it. And let's say you just had a baby and you also are going through it in your marriage, mm-hmm. and you have a business. I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You're still here.
That's so much to
and
hold.
Your daughter, your kids are still alive. Mm-hmm. You're in your marriage. Maybe you're fighting for your marriage and your thriving business. Who else can do that other than women? Just kidding. But really, you know? So I think back to what I was saying is, like, this is also, like, we're just talking so much. So, like, this period is so valuable. Don't miss it.
Yeah. I agree.
You know? I don't know what else to say, but... but yeah, I think if you needed to hear that, like, this, we need these seasons mm-hmm. more than anything.
Yeah, and I think just pulling the thread on what you said about really reflecting, it just gives you a chance to really appreciate how far you've come and realize that you're probably further than you even thought you were.
Mm-hmm. We've accomplished so much.
Yeah. And there's always more you can do. One of the things I love too that I thought was reflected well at the event was, like, and just in general, I've seen this message coming across a lot more, which is that at the end of your life, what's the most important thing to you? Is it that you made money? Is it that you had the $1 million business or you reached all your goals? No, you're not going to even think about any of that. You're going to be like, who are the people I loved? Who are the, you know, how's my family? How are my kids? What impact did I leave? How many people did I help? I mean, I think those are the biggest things, and I'm hearing more people talk like that, which is so cool. Mm-hmm. And I think that is how we should be living every day. Not did I reach every goal on my list? Mm-hmm. Should I set more goals?
The other one they said is, like, the little love notes from God.
Yeah.
Or the synchronicities. Like, I mean, you live such a synchronistic life. Like, you are such a example of literally trusting. Like, you'll be the one that misses the car ride that you're supposed to get to the plane. And you're like, don't worry, that's fine. And then you run into someone and it was great. And you're like, I wouldn't have gotten here. The amount of trips that I've been on with Samantha, she has so much grace. I just flow. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. No big deal. But you literally do say, like, it's going to be okay. We're going to get there right on time, or we're going to get to the reservation. And those are the moments where you're like, ah. Oh,
I
didn't have to breathe. I didn't have to, like, do anything to get that.
Yeah. I think about when we were in New York with our friend, and she was not feeling good. Bless her heart. Sorry, Rochelle. We were in New York and we're on the train, and I was, you know, I was taking charge, and I got us on the train, but it was some of the trains in New York, if you haven't been there, they, like, have direct routes, so they skip stops. So we ended up in Brooklyn. We were going to dinner, just her and I. And we ended up in Brooklyn. Like, I was like, oh, this is weird. Like, she's like, are we crossing the Brooklyn Bridge? We were not supposed to be in Brooklyn, y'all. Okay. And I'm like, oh shit. You know, like, and she's already frustrated because she doesn't feel good. And I'm like, oh fuck, I'm so sorry. You know, like, I knew she was upset. And I'm like, it's okay. We're going to get there, and we're going to get, you know, we're on a tour. You got to go over the Brooklyn Bridge. Hey, yo. And then we're going to come back and we're going to walk right in and sit down immediately. Look, I just knew. We literally got off the first stop, turned around, got back, we got off right at the restaurant, walked there, walked in. They're like, we have a table for you. And this is a restaurant that I'm telling you, like, I've been there 3 times now, and there's always a wait. Like, there's a wait. It's a very popular restaurant.
You should tell them about it.
It's called Le Dong. It's Vietnamese.
It's the best.
It's the best. Honestly, it's so good in New York. If you like pho or you like Vietnamese food, 10 out of 10.
If you don't, you should go.
Yeah, you should still go. It's amazing. But we walked in and we sat right down, and that was, like, such an example of it just – didn't actually waste time, because I think if we got there early, we would have just been sitting, because it was very, mm-hmm. it was fully packed restaurant. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, again, I had to, I don't think she might have felt the same way. She was probably like, we could be sitting in this warm restaurant waiting. But I think those, I think the more you just let go and you allow life to flow, it always works out. Even the other morning, I was driving to Pilates, and I was supposed to get on the freeway. It's like a 13-minute drive on the freeway and like a 18-minute drive, and I was going to be late. And I just blanked out, and I kept going straight down the coast. And then I was like, oh, shit, I was supposed to get on the freeway. Well, I was already committed. There's no turning around. I'm like, all right, whatever, I'll be late. It's fine. And then I realized, like, wow, I haven't seen the ocean in 2 weeks because I've been traveling. And it just instantly, like, calmed my nervous system. I felt so good. And I ended up getting to the class at the same time if I had taken the freeway. It's just like those little things that I think mm-hmm. we take for granted, or we're so in our mind, because I could have spent the whole car ride being like, damn it, why didn't I just get on the freeway? I'm such an idiot. But I just have tried and try to really just let go and be like, it's okay. It's all going to be, it's meant to be, it's destiny.
And the more that we let go and we don't have like our hands on the wheel, like holding on, like how we're supposed to do things, I think that's what we're talking about. Like the more that you see things happen, you have more visibility. Like,
yeah,
the amount of times, like, I go back to like my hypervigilance, fight or flight modes, like my nervous system completely like focused in on something. You know how I thought I saw so clearly, but like literally I was so fucking blind.
Yeah.
Because I was only focused on what I wanted to see, not what like God wanted me to see or my friends saw in me or what my business partner sees or like what my business is actually doing. Like I just saw the negative. I didn't see this whole other world of possibilities. And I think the beautiful thing about this season, the winter season, is that we get to learn that skill.
Yeah.
We get to learn how to pause, reflect, open ourselves up to like, what else, what other realities are there out there? Like we all know, like the subconscious mind, you literally are looking things through one lens. There's a millions of different glasses that we could be looking through and picking up every single day.
And I used,
and we decide to choose the
which lane
the red ones that are super dark and you can't see anything, but you like are really hyper focused to see something, versus like the clear ones, you know? And like maybe some days you're looking through yellow ones. And you know, I just say that because I'm like, you know, this is our time to learn this.
Yeah.
And I think we are constantly learning this.
100%. I used to be really impatient, and I used to get so worked up and anxious over all those same situations. Like I would easily have driven down the road and been like, you idiot. Even if, even though I would have still gotten there on time, I would have beat myself up about not taking the freeway. Like I get it. I just think over time, when I started really like reflecting, I'm like, I'm not changing the outcome of this. Like I can either shift my perspective and see it as a gift, or I can continue to beat myself up about something that I have no control over and I can't change what happened. And so I think the more that I started reflecting that, if I can give any advice, is like, just ask yourself when you look at a situation where you're like, damn, that sucks. Like that, I beat myself up for that. Like, did anything good come of that? No. But like in those moments when you're just like, oh, this was destined to be, miracles are all around us all the time. Like God is constantly showing us how divine this world is. It is insane. Like it really is. Like even the train choo-choo at the event, like there's constantly miracles. You just have to be open to see them. And I think if we're constantly beating ourselves up, or again, bringing it back to, you know, what we're talking about here is like pushing ourselves so hard to get to some end goal. When you get there, then what? Then what?
Yeah.
Cool. You made it.
Yeah. If you're super hypervigilant,
and now you're burnt out.
Yeah. And it's just burnt out. You're like, okay, well, that was stressful.
What's the next thing?
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
No. I mean, coming back to what you said, it's all about impact, the connection, the community, our family, these things, these moments.
And the relationships, which is what business is. It's relationships. And you even miss out on the incredible synchronicities of, I mean, I totally believe that we are all divinely connected, because when we meet someone who knew this person, then like this person, and
it's even too wild.
It blows my mind. Like the more that we open to these miracles, the more miracles happen. And you're just like, holy crap, this is nuts. And like, hey, you know this person? Well, I know this person, and she knew her, and we were friends in second grade or whatever. So I think it's, reflection connects you to God, really, and slowing down.
Truest self, your highest self, whatever you use. Like,
and we've said it before, but authenticity is the highest expression, the highest vibration, higher than love.
Because you're literally connecting your inner world with the external world. You are literally, there's like, I can just feel like this like divine energy, just like connection, pow, and then like light just explodes and like magnetizes, and you're just like, whoa, like this feels so good. Like, why am I so hypervigilant in this one lane? Like, I can see so much bigger. And I think the only people that can see that for us is either God, the creator, the universe, like
our higher selves.
And, you know, I think one of our human lessons on this planet is to learn how to do that more often. Mm-hmm. Again, bringing it back to like, if we don't do that in the seasons, if we do not set time to reflect, we do not learn that skill. We have to get bored. We have to get still. Mm-hmm. We have to pause. Mm-hmm. And then,
or life will force you to.
Yes. And I've been on that end, and it is miserable. Like, it is just like, nope, sorry, bringing me down to earth. You're sitting here and you're not doing anything.
Yeah. Sickness is an upgrade, guys. If you're dealing with health issues, you're being asked to look within. You're being asked to shift something.
Yeah.
I have no doubt about that now. I think all dis-ease is your body basically saying, bitch, this been building up for a while. You're ignoring me. Hello.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Literally. Okay, so we gave them some questions to like think about, which, I mean, maybe I can write them down in the show notes.
We can put them in the show notes.
I think that'll be good.
It's a good idea.
If you guys want to spend some time reflecting. But I would love to ask you, like, I know we've done a little bit of reflection and maybe putting you on a spot, but like, what's one reflection you have of this year? Let's do personal and then business that you want to take into the new year.
Okay, personal, definitely continuing to be bored. I think I would like to, again, like I'll probably do this more through spring when I have more energy, but I want to challenge myself again. I like to be challenged. And I think we created some challenges for ourselves this year, like through the business and through my personal life for sure. But I think really one thing about myself is when I really want something, I'm really good at making it happen. And I think because I was in go, 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 and we were doing all these things, I lost a little bit of like, okay, what do I really want? Mm. So I think my reflection, something I'm reflecting on, is what do I really want? And we've talked about this privately, but like, what's my deeper why, both in my personal business and our business, and really refining that. So in the moments where I feel like lost or hopeless or burnt out or any of those things, and I'm reflecting, I have that to go to. So I think that's both personal and business, I guess, together. Mm-hmm. And then I think business wise, I'm just so proud of us for all the events we put on, and, you know, a full year of podcasting every single week. And we're looking for a permanent space. Stay tuned. Definitely excited for that. But I think in business, I'm just really proud of like how much we got done this year, and selling out our wellness events. It felt so fulfilling. Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, one thing I want to share with them, I think, to like add to what you're doing. So something that Samantha and I are doing, and this is something that I have personally done since 2019. I take a trip by myself, or in this case, I'm taking it with Sam for the first time this year, because I don't think we did it together last year.
No.
Maybe I did like a personal trip last year. But since 2019, every December and January, I pick a place by myself and like reflect on the whole year. And take 2 days to like go through questions. And, you know, maybe we can do like, if you guys want this, I'd be happy to host like a reflection masterclass. I don't know.
Like, yeah, I love that.
A session online.
I actually did reflection questions last year too.
Yeah.
But just by myself.
And I did. Oh, I did do them by myself too. But anyways, I personally, like, my environment creates so much creativity and changes the space. So we're going to be going on our trip in the beginning of January to like really set the tone on, I think we're literally going January 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah, we are.
to just reflect on the year, and we're going to do it together, which is going to be so much fun, but we're making it like an intention. It's something that we look forward to. It's like, you know, we're making a trip out of it. We're not just like squeezing in before bed on a Sunday. Like, it's an event because it's so important.
And we're not setting goals per se, but we're talking about what we want to cultivate in the next year and making plans.
And that's how we're going to reconnect to like what you're asking about. It's like reconnecting to the why. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the bigger vision? I think we have a vision, but like, what, now that we've experienced this last year, that vision has evolved. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the other reason why we're reflecting, because it's like, you have a vision for yourself. Yeah. How many times have you written the same fucking goals down?
Yeah.
How many times?
Oh my God, so many.
How many times? I've always written down like 10 more pounds.
Literally, 10 more pounds. Lose 10 pounds is always number one.
You know that that's the same goal every year. And now I'm like, why did I do that? My health goals have completely changed.
That always the first goal too. Like,
because we're women and we're programmed.
I'm like, we have so many talents and things we could go for, like lose 10 pounds, first goal.
Literally.
What?
Or my number, like the number that I want to call in was always the same.
Yeah.
Or depending on like if I was single, I was going to find my person. Like they would always look the same. Literally. I just rewrote the same life every time. And I think what I've seen happen and witness every time I reflect, I was like, oh, this is like a building block.
Yeah.
You know? And so when I look at our last year, I was like, huh, we had a vision. When Sam and I started, obviously I sold her to be my business partner on a vision. Yeah. But that vision's going to look so different next year. And I think we're going to get more clarity like to what 2 to 5 years here look from now.
Yeah.
And
sometimes you have to experience it to change the vision or to really get clear. Like I think this year it was like, oh, now we really can reflect and be like, what is it we really want now? Mm-hmm. After experiencing being in business together. Because that's a whole other animal to experience.
Yes. I mean, yeah, for sure. So
okay, so you personal and biz, you have to answer.
Me personally, what am I reflecting on this last year? There's so much. I mean, I've definitely increased my capacity this last year. That was like huge for me. Like I feel like I can hold so much more. But I will say like I think a huge part to that is like I lost faith. And so I've reconnected to my faith and my relationship with God and believing in something higher. Like Nick and I were just in the car talking on the way over here, like about someone in his life that, you know, is just so focused on the negative. And like Nick and I have realized that having our spirituality and our connection to faith is huge. Like I am just so beyond grateful for certainty beyond logic. I'm so grateful for Kabbalah and David because I'm so grateful to like go back to church, but like in some ways, but like just really connect to God and be like, you've got me. Mm-hmm. You want everything for me. Instead of me just like leaning on myself to make that happen. It's like, no, trusting the universe to do that for us, you know, like really surrendering and trusting that like it's all working. Like there is some magical being up there that it's like, all right, puzzle piece over here, this over here versus like me fighting it.
Yeah.
That's like my own personal reflection.
I love that.
I'd say like in business too, like the same thing. I think what I loved for us this year, not only the events, but like the idea to action, idea to action, idea to action. Like we said, we want to do walks. We did the action. We want to do our first wellness events. Okay, let's do it again. It turned into 7 of them. We had no idea there were going to be 7, you know, like we did our podcast party in a much bigger space. We holded so many more people. Like we did it, you know, like I think my like business reflection is just like idea go. Like I think in the past with business, I would have idea and wait.
Yeah.
Or idea and like, is that really what I want to do? Is that not what I want to do? Am I confident enough to do that? Can like, we do
we
that?
We want to do it. All right,
can
we
not do it? But like now it's like, no, idea go.
Yeah.
Like, what am I waiting for? What kind of proof do we need to know that the idea is going to come through? Like if we have a vision and we have an idea, just go and let the rest happen. And I think for us, like we've always had a figure it out mindset along the way.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that we continue to take that into the new year as like idea go. Like, I don't know why that's just like landing, like idea go. Like what I think so many of you listening here have an idea and you're not going. You're not doing it. Like you're either talking about it, like this is kind of what I want to do. I don't want to do it. Go for it. Commit. You're going to learn along the way if it was for you or not. Or it's going to manifest into something that's just perfectly divine.
Or someone else is going to take the idea.
Yeah.
Because I think they're all like energetic downloads. So it's like you either manifest on it, like you either bring it into fruition or another vessel will.
Exactly. And I'm also like, I also know you guys have been hearing the same idea for years.
Yeah, go for it.
Just go.
Yeah.
Just move. Like, that's the other thing is like one thing I've learned through Kabbalah is like if we are in a world of action, we are in a world of action. We are human beings. We have physical, we need to move. Like if we're not moving forward, then what are we doing?
I always go back to the Minions. Be do.
And you know, the
I don't know if they did, they created that on purpose, but I was like, be do.
That's so true. I mean, the formula to manifestation is be do have.
Yeah. Like, be do have.
If you be the thing and you do the thing, you're going to get the thing.
Did you ever see the movie with, oh gosh, my Mike Myers, was it? And Justin Timberlake, and he was a guru. What was it called? Oh, so good. Anyways, I'm blanking. But he says in it, guru, G, you are you. And I love that so much. I'm just like, and in it, he talks about taking action and like that you can be your own guru. Like you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for someone to come and tell you who to be or how to be. Like just go take, do. Yeah, go do.
But in the season, pause.
Yeah, but not right now. Don't do it right now.
Or go do the reflections that we're telling you so you can slow down.
Go do the reflections so you can get the, so you can download and be like, okay, I have the idea. I've had the idea. Here's how I'm going to take action. In the springtime when it's the energy's there.
Yeah, I think the other thing, follow your energy. That's like the biggest thing. I think because this season is already naturally like slowing me down. You could even feel it in my voice. Like I'm just like in this season of like, like I'm just here, you know? And I'm so here to reflect and have conversations. We're still having business meetings, but I'm not like over here like
We gotta go.
Like Sam, like texting every single day, meeting. Like,
all right, we're gonna do five events this winter.
No. Even the idea of an event, my body says no, you know? Like you can, your body knows. I think that's like the biggest thing here. So like if anything, we, Sam and I can tell you in this season, reflect. But most important, listen to your body and give it what it needs. Mm-hmm. Nourish your body. Love your body. Your body is what wakes you up every single morning. It gets you out of bed. You have two legs and two feet, two legs and two hands that get you through the day.
Hopefully. Maybe they don't.
And if you, even if you don't, you have one leg, you have one arm.
You might have no arm.
You might have no arms. And yet those people are still moving.
Those people are doing a lot, actually.
They're doing so much.
They're doing the most. They're doing more than most of us.
I actually know a motivational speaker that has like literally no limbs. I think he has like a little hand and like that's it. And he is killing it. He is at the gym working out.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, I should show you. And so like if those people can do it, you can do it too.
It's true. Yeah.
If he can get himself on stages looking and being the way that he is, you can too. Like, so again, we're not here to motivate you to take action, but I'm just
this is taking a turn.
No. Okay. But that's just our reflections and something that we're going to take into
the new year,
into the new year in May of 2026.
Yeah.
March of 2026. Sorry, I'm getting married in May of 2026. Yeah. So I forget. in March of 2026. And so the other thing I want to leave you guys with is like, one, if you really want us to do a like, just get together, let's just reflect and hang out online, because I don't know if I have the capacity to meet in person.
Yeah.
Let us know. Maybe we'll just spring it together and pull it together. The other thing is too, is Samantha and I host a like fully expressed manifestation workshop.
Yes.
In March of, so if you want to be put on the wait list for that, let us know so you can be one of the first ones to join. Last year was so good. I just remember people came in with their numbers and were like 10x that. I need to check in with those people and see if they've actually made those numbers and like how their goals have been. But we really teach you how to really manifest, but also like who you get to become in that journey. And we do it in March, you guys. We're not doing it now because right now it's not the season.
And Karina takes us through a really amazing somatic practice so that your body can actually hold what you're trying to call in, which is super important to manifesting. You can't just, I want $335,000 and then.
I mean, you can get $335,000, but you're exhausted doing it.
Yeah. So you have to create the container, which we teach you how to do.
Or it's going to disappear.
Sure.
And your money's going to be like, oops, where did it all go?
Where did it go? We don't
know. I don't know. But yeah, anything else you want to share?
It feels, feels good.
Reflect. Pause. Be bored. Slow down.
Be for now. Do later. And then you'll have.
Be the bear.
Be the bear. Yeah. Just a little less effort, all y'all out there.
Enjoy your family.
Yeah.
Soak in this year.
And also, okay, one last thing I will say. One last thing. The one thing I do think is so important about being is that's how you find presence. And that's how you actually take in those really precious, amazing moments that are everyday moments, but you actually start to remember them because you're present for them mm-hmm. versus your mind is 10 days or whatever in the future. Mm-hmm. So, and I think during the holidays and during this period of time, we tend to like go along instead of just taking in those moments that you don't get back. Mm-hmm.
That's a lack of boundaries.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother episode.
We can do another episode on lack of boundaries. I tell people this, like, you can burn out in the winter and you can also burn out in the summer.
Can burn out anytime.
Anytime.
We know some people burn out all the time, 24/7.
And they're not doing too hot. All right, guys. Well, we love you so much. Enjoy the year, end of year reflections. And
happy new January 1st.
Yeah. Happy 2026.
Happy 2026. Happy Gregorian New Year's.
Yeah. And we are beyond proud of you and who you've become. We might not know you personally, but you've definitely either showed up at one of our events, you've seen us on Instagram, you're listening to this, and we may not know you, but we are beyond proud of who you've become this year. And we see you, and we're also holding the vision for whoever you feel called to become this year. And we hope that by listening to the podcast, you feel like we are in it with you because we think about you guys all the time.
Yeah. DM us anytime. We're here.
Come say hello. All right. Love you. Bye.
We hope you loved today's episode and that it sparked something in you on your journey to becoming more fully expressed.
Don't forget to check the show notes for all the details and resources from today's conversation. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review.
We'd love to hear your honest thoughts and takeaways as it really helps us to create content that better serves you.
This week, we invite you to show up even more as you. More honest, more real, more expressive in your life and business. And we'll see you on the next one.